Jesus' Resurrection and the New Life, February 14. The Eternal Son. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. The resurrection of Jesus was a type of the final resurrection of all who sleep in Him. He who had said, I lay down my life, that I might take it again, came forth from the grave to life that was in Himself. Humanity died, divinity did not die. In His divinity, Christ possessed the power to break the bones of death. He declares that He has life in Himself to quicken whom He will. He is the spring, the fountain, of life. Only He who alone hath immortality, dwelling in light and life, could say, I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it again. Christ was invested with the right to give immortality. The life which He had laid down in humanity, He again took up and gave to humanity. I am come, He says, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Christ is life itself. He who passed through death to destroy him that had the power of death is the source of all vitality. There is balm in Gilead, and a physician there. Christ endured an agonizing death under the most humiliating circumstances that we might have life. He gave up His precious life that He might vanquish death. But He rose from the tomb, and the myriads of angels who came to behold Him take up the life He had laid down heard His words of triumphant joy as He stood above Joseph's rent sepulchre proclaiming, I am the resurrection, and the life. The resurrection and ascension of our Lord is a sure evidence of the triumph of the saints of God over death and the grave, and a pledge that heaven is open to those who wash their robes of character and make them white in the blood of the Lamb. Jesus ascended to the Father as a representative of the human race, and God will bring those who reflect His image to behold and share with Him His glory.